Science Leaders Display Imported Lab Workers Amid Jobless U.S. Graduates. By Neil Munro on June 27, 2020. Science managers are displaying their imported lab workers, even though many American science graduates cannot get jobs in their profession. The display was slammed on June 25 by venture capitalist Eric Weinstein, a noted critic of the cheap labor hiring policies of U.S. science managers. The mass hiring of foreign labor has pushed many Americans out of science careers, just as mass migration and illegal immigration has pushed many blue-collar Americans out of jobs, homes, and careers. Of the entire American technology workforce, only about a third of those with STEM, science, technology, engineering, or math degrees are employed in STEM jobs, according to testimony provided by Hal Salzman, a workforce professor, to a Senate committee on February 25, 2020. He told the Senate's Judiciary Committee, "The glut of scientists at the PhD level is so great in areas such as the life sciences, the National Institutes of Health, the global leader in public funding for health science and research, has an $11 million program in universities to develop alternative careers for the nation's recent doctorates and postdoctoral fellows. That is, the NIH is funding efforts to find alternative employment for the 30-50% of recent PhD.s who cannot find career employment in the sciences. Many of the jobs sought by Americans are filled up by visa workers who have no workplace rights, who cannot complain or change jobs, and who will work for low wages in the hope of getting green cards. These visa workers are delivered by pipelines, including the H-1B, OPT, CPT, J-1, and O-1 programs, which allow U.S. employers to ignore U.S. graduates. This displacement policy is backed by many top investors and CEOs, and is largely ignored by the establishment's media. The science establishment fights to make sure that it doesn't have to take extraordinary measures to bring blacks, women, other minorities into science by using our immigration system," said a June 11 video by Weinstein, a Harvard-trained scientist who is also the managing director at Thiel Capital. "Canceling the evil H-1B program would slash will cause a tremendous amount of short-term damage to the U.S. and will be painful for many wonderful highly skilled workers and is also long overdue," he said via a June 22 tweet. Weinstein's scientist brother, Brett Weinstein, is also warning against the increased politicization of U.S. science. In a June 10 broadcast on YouTube, he argued that the radicals will use the one-day June 10 concession to demand more damaging concessions from science, he said, adding, "If you think you're helping black people by shutting down STEM, you have not understood what's going on. Science is the key to avoiding bias. It is the key to escaping oppression. It is the key to discovering what it is about our system that is systematically biased, and to eliminate it. So you are doing black people no favor by challenging that mechanism."